Hey, yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are you doing today? I'd like to say today would be a good day, but it is actually a bad day, unfortunately, for the Eagles and the city of Philadelphia. The Eagles lost 9-32 against the Buccaneers yesterday, and I have to say that was a shithole of a game. That team, Jalen Hurts, Jason Kelce, everybody on that team, Nick Sirianni, they have officially just made me ill. I didn't get past the second quarter of the game because I was so pissed off at them losing. I can't believe, you know, that they lost. A team that was in the Super Bowl last year lost. A team that went 11-7 lost. I mean, they were 10-1 at one point, right? And how did they manage that? I would really like to know. I really would. They lost to the Buccaneers, who were, I want to say nine. Yeah, they were 9-8. Now they're 10-8. I just can't believe it. I really can't. Like I said, I turned off the game midway through because I knew they were going to lose. I honestly knew they were going to lose this game. And I'm very disappointed. I know the city of Philadelphia is disappointed. I know a lot of diehard Eagles fans are disappointed. And I think this is Kelce's last year, by the way. It was probably his last game yesterday. So it just pisses me off that, you know, we had such a great year. Minus a few mishaps, we could have won this game. The Eagles did not look like they were there. The defense was shit. The offense was even worse. Jalen Hurts couldn't even get the ball down the fucking field. Honestly. I watched the game. And I was pissed. It made me lose hope for the Eagles next season. Where do we go from here? Do we fire all the players and build a better team? Do we fire Sirianni? I mean, honestly, if Sirianni could get us to the Super Bowl where we almost win, and if he got us to the playoffs, maybe he should stick around, but fire all the other coaches and hire new people. But the fact of the matter is, we shouldn't even have been in the playoffs. I am actually really excited, or I was excited, but I was really shocked that we made it to the playoffs from all the games that we lost. And I want to hope for the best. Maybe next year they have it and we get to the Super Bowl again, or we get to the playoffs and go 10-1. I mean, or we go 11-7. I don't know. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to reevaluate the team, build a better defense and a better offense, because obviously both weren't there yesterday. They just weren't there in general. So I just find it very annoying and very disruptive that we came so far to just lose it all. The Eagles did exactly what the Cowboys did. Eagles, they were a great team. They made it to the fucking playoffs, and then they choke against the Buccaneers. But I bet you if Tom Brady was playing, they wouldn't be where they're at right now. I bet you, because it's Tom Brady. And half of, or actually I would say a majority of Philly hates Tom Brady. A lot of people hate Brady, but I bet you if Brady was winning against the playing on the Bucs last night, I bet you they would do their best. They didn't even look like they were trying. They looked like they didn't want to be there. but it is what it is. I just don't get it. I really, truly don't. I mean, I'm back here again talking about it. As far as who's going to be in the Super Bowl, I don't know. I hope the Chiefs get knocked out. I know Green Bay advanced, which is my other favorite team. I love the Packers. I was a big Packers fan for Rodgers, and when I saw that they beat the Cowboys, I'm going to follow them. Hopefully they get as far as they can. But, God, I just can't believe that the Eagles blew it. I'm at a loss for words. I'm really at a loss for words right now. How the Eagles just lost. They lost. I don't know what to say. They really put a dent in people's hearts in Philly. And you know what? They just suck as a team. And I could go on and on saying all the wrong things and saying how my feelings, but they really they screwed up. This is like Philadelphia. This is like the Phillies in the summertime where they choked to get a spot into the World Series. So I guess what I'm trying to say is maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll get better. I don't know. Focus on that. I know everyone has hopes. I know everyone was saying, oh, the Eagles are going to go all the way. No. They didn't. They lost. And I went to bed early last night, too. I did. I went to bed early last night because I knew the Eagles were going to lose. And during not even halftime, I turned the game off just to play video games because I was so disturbed with the stupid... I was disturbed with the game. I really was. I was so disturbed by it. So, yeah, I don't get it. I just think that, I don't know. I just am really upset with last night. And I'm still going to be upset about last night as well. Because it was a devastating loss. I mean, we still got the Sixers and the Flyers, but I mean, the Flyers won. So maybe we just got to look at it like that. The Flyers won and the Sixers won. Oh, here's something on ESPN. It says, I just lost it. Oh, I fucking hate ESPN sometimes. I just saw something about Jason Kelce. Oh, well. Yeah. It's just a devastating loss. It really was. I don't know what else to say. I guess just that, you know, I get it, but they weren't there. They weren't playing for them. They were just playing just to play. Jalen Hurts didn't give a fuck. So, that's on them. Oh, well. It is what it is, I guess. Oh, breaking news. Jason Kelce told his Eagle teammates that he is retiring following Monday's loss. So, Jason Kelce's retiring. Like I said, we knew he was going to retire. And Jason Kelce just announced that he was retiring. So, there we go. I just gave you breaking news here. Jason Kelce is retiring. It is 7:42 in the morning. I, among most people, probably know that this is going to be a big story about Jason Kelce's retirement. Who's going to take his place? Let me know. follow me, TJG0114@yahoo.com, TJTV6 on TikTok, producer TJ995, and TGleason22 on Instagram. Let us know, because I want to know. Jason Kelce is retiring. And you know what? Good for him. Last night was his last game, and I said this in the beginning, 11, 12 minutes ago, that this guy's retiring. So, wow. Fucking wow. It's nuts. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I mean, there's no way to wrap from this discussion. I mean, I guess tune into the local sports stations like 97.5 or WIP or, you know, ESPN. Because there's no other way to wrap this up. Like, there's no wrap. The Eagles lost. There's really no way or really nowhere else to go from here. So, what do we do now? Where do we go? I really would like to know. So, I don't know. I guess just let me know. All right. Anyways, I just don't know what else to say. I really don't. There's nowhere else to go from here. I'm going to say this once more. I hope the offense can. The offense and the defense can work on their struggles, because that's what they're going to need to do. They have a lot of struggles and they have to work on it. So, wow. It's, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what else to say. Game's over. Fuck them. And good luck, Kelce. You know, hopefully next year the Eagles will be better. Yep, the biggest collapse in the history of the Eagles. It's nuts. Fucking nuts, man. Really nuts. But, oh well. Go Flyers and go Sixers. And hopefully the Phillies will be good. Who knows? All right, everybody. I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to talk about the big snowstorm that we had last night. And my oven that broke. Because that's news. So, yeah. All right, everybody. I'll see you guys in just a few moments. Let's take a quick break. I'll play a song, maybe play bits and pieces from my demo, and then go from there, I guess, because everybody lost, and I'm not too happy about that. So, all right, everybody. I'll see you guys in just a few moments. Hey yo! It's a great song. I love Alice Cooper. Oh. You know, this song's gonna describe how I'm gonna be this year. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Because I have let so many people over the last year just like piss me off and walk all over me to the point where I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. Like this morning, I had somebody tell me something that I didn't want to hear. Pretty much saying they can't help me out with what I need help with because I have to go do something. I have like another objective I have to do. And because of the snow that happened, I can't stay long. So basically, I got fucked over there. I also got fucked over earlier this week from somebody because they didn't explain what was going on throughout the week. And actually, this happened last week too. I'm not going to get into that, but you know, I'm just done being nice to people. I seriously am. Just because I'm just tired of, like, the bullshit. I'm tired of, like, you know, helping people out. And then if they flake or screw me over, it's kind of just at that point where I'm like, I'm done being nice to people. You screw me over, guess what? I'm not taking it anymore. I'm done. I'm seriously done with these people. Like, it's kind of pissing me off to the point where, like, I'm done. I'm tired of the fighting and I'm tired of arguing with people. I really am. There's no point for me to keep arguing with these assholes who deliberately either flake out on me or give me something at the last second. Or just say, oh, we have this happening at this hour. Are you aware of this? Or they don't tell me at all. I have to hear from somebody else over the weekend. Or when people say, oh, I promise I'll help you out with this, and then they flake. It's so ridiculous. I'm tired of it. Seriously am. So it's like, do I keep arguing, or do I just not say anything? Should I do the same to them? Should I screw these people? I think I should, honestly. I mean, what is your interpretation of that? Because I believe that I probably should just start screwing people over left and right. Because that's what happens to me. For example, last night it was snowing. I was coming home from my other job, Oldies XL, which, breaking news, I'm going to be on the air on Wednesday from 8 to 10. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be a good one. First time on air, doing a full on-air shift by myself. I'm excited. But yeah, I was coming home from Oldies last night. I was training. And Tori and I are on the phone. I usually call her when I'm on my way home. And as like we're talking, she's like, fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, our oven is broken. I'm like, what do you mean our oven's broken? That doesn't make sense. It turns out the heating element of the oven has like disintegrated into three separate parts. And I'm just like, what the hell? This is unbelievable. I thought like everything with this month with, you know, paying things late, rent and all this, you know, extra things that I've been doing, I thought it was going to end after that. Now that we have a broken oven to deal with, I'm lucky like that the stove is actually working, like the coils on top of the stove. I love how that's working, but still, I texted my landlord last night. I'm like, hey, dude, hate to bother you, but our oven's broken. And then he didn't answer it last night. So I'm looking at it today. He read my message and didn't answer. So it makes me think, like, and to be fair, I will say this. I told him, look, the stove is still working. The oven's not. The oven's not a top priority at the moment. Because of the big snowstorm we had, which I'm going to get into that in just a couple minutes. And I said, you don't have to worry about it right away. Because I want to take care of rent first and all this extra things coming in the next like 2 weeks. And he just left me on red. Like, I hate that shit. I really, really do. It's a big pet peeve of mine. Don't leave me on read. Just say, hey, sorry about that. I'll get to it. I mean, if you're a landlord, you should be able to fix it. Like, I should be that type of guy who says, well, you didn't fix my oven. You didn't answer me, so I don't have to pay you rent. That's what it's breaking down to. I'm not going to out this guy's name, but every time Tori and I move someplace, whether we rent or something, there's always something destroyed. Like the wall in A3, and then the bathroom was kind of like gross looking when we walked in our new place now. And I have to say, like, we don't live in a, like, we live in a good area. We do. And we have freedom. Like, if we moved to another townhouse or moved to another apartment, we wouldn't have the freedom that we have. Like, we wouldn't have the ability to grill or use our air fryer or deep fryer. We wouldn't be able to do stuff and have a fire. We would have to sell all that. So it's like, I like where I live, but I mean, please just text me back and say, hey, I don't know what's going on. And I sent them pictures too to prove them, to prove a point. So, this guy is just, I don't know. I never even seen the guy's like face, and I saw what his nephew looks like because his nephew came and fixed the air conditioner. But still. So, anyways, last night when I was driving home from Oldies, I was driving and it was snowing. So I'm thinking to myself, great, it's going to be really bad out, and I'm going to be sliding everywhere, so on and so forth. And then when Tori told me about the oven, Tori's like, well, we got to go order out. So I'm like, okay, cool. Called a pizza place right around the corner, and we go and pick it up. And I'm sliding everywhere because they didn't plow our development. They didn't do anything. PennDOT was working really hard this year. So we're driving and I'm sliding everywhere. I'm thinking, this sucks. This is going to suck. And then I woke up this morning. We have about 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground in Westchester. I mean, I'm looking outside right now and there's still like snow all over. I think it's supposed to snow. It says it's snowing till like, I think 2. Let me double check on that. So right now it is currently snowing in Philadelphia. And it's going to be snowing until 2 p.m. today. I wonder if it's the same in Westchester. Let's see. It's going to snow till 1 p.m. in Westchester. Okay. And then it's supposed to snow on Friday because we're getting a cold front from Oregon. But, yeah, I just... I'm just pissed. I mean, because now it makes me think, if the heating element's destroyed, what's next? And then, of course, Tori and I are driving to work, and I'm sliding everywhere. I'm freaking out because I hate driving in the snow. It's a big pet peeve of mine. It really is. Like, I'm afraid of... And let's just say, I am scared driving in the snow. I am. But here's the deal with that. Driving in the snow is scary. And a lot of people who don't drive always say, you shouldn't be scared of driving in the snow. It's fun. No, it's scary driving in the snow because you could fishtail somebody and hit them or fall into a ditch. I mean, trying to come into work today, I was going up a hill and I couldn't make it up the hill because my car wouldn't, it got stuck. So I had to back all the way up. And it was just horrible. It really, truly was. I mean, I'm hoping tonight it just gets a little bit better, honestly. But snow scares me. I mean, if I don't have to drive in it, I love watching it. But I gotta, you know, keep an eye on the snow. It sucks. Really does. Anyways. Yeah, just the snow and then the oven and now the Eagles. It's just a crazy day. I mean, I wasn't planning on doing another episode, but, you know, I decided to do an episode. Why not? So, anyways, I'm just annoyed, I guess you can say. You know? Oh, well. It is what it is. So, here's what we're going to do. I think we're done. Yeah, I think I'm going to be done for today. There's nothing really else going on. Nothing else. Sirianni's trending. Something about Iowa. And then you got some stuff in the news. Like I said, it's a slow news day. Very slow. I don't know. I'm just annoyed. But I'm done being nice to people. You screw me over, I'm not going to be nice to you. So, that's my motive today. That's my motto for the rest of the year. Screw me over, and I'm not going to be nice. Bye-bye. Let's see. But yeah, everyone's saying to fire the coaches for what's been going on, but I don't think you should fire it. So, oh well. And no more Mr. Nice Guy. So, there's a couple things coming up on the show. I got Wolves of Glendale. They're coming up soon. A couple weeks. And that's really it as of now. Also, the 500th episode will be coming up soon. And then, yeah. That's really it. And if you want to look at the weather, just look outside. If you're in the Pennsylvania area, it's just snowing. It says it's raining. I don't like that. Unless we're in the... Oh, well. Yeah, we're in the wrong... Okay. Let's see. Okay, now it's the right one. Now it says it's snow. It's going to snow at 4 p.m. too. Great. Just my luck. And then on Friday, it's supposed to snow as well. It's crazy. Oh, I hate snow. I really do. You know, I was actually thinking about this last night. Imagine if we don't go to Tori's dad's for the Super Bowl. I might just do a live Super Bowl coverage. I would love to do it with the Eagles in the Super Bowl, but they'll never get there again unless we get somebody else that knows how to run the ball or get a better defense and offense. So, that would be great right now. Another pet peeve I hate is there's somebody coughing, which I can hear outside. If you're sick, stay home. Please. I'm going to knock on wood on that. I haven't been sick since last December, and I'm just like, if you come in sick, don't come in sick. Because if I get sick, I'm not coming in. I'm leaving. Just don't come in sick, please. That's all I ask. I'm not asking for anything else. I'm not asking for anything more. So, just don't come in sick. Because I'm not about that. I don't want to get sick, and I don't want anyone to be sick around me. Or if you are sick, stay the hell home. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, I'll probably be back this week sometime for another episode. I'm actually happy to be back doing podcasting because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. And yeah, this will be up at some point today. You guys are listening. So yeah, I'm done and there's really nothing else going on. All right. So that's it, everybody. I'll be back probably this week. I'm actually going to try to get Sam Whalen on the show. Sam will be returning soon, and so will Tori will be back as well. I'm going to try to get Ray back on. And then we got a couple things happening in the next few weeks. So, all right. Slow news day today. Go Flyers, go Sixers. Hope you guys win. And then that's really it. Love you all to death. And bye. Are you a small business owner? Do you want your business to be promoted on all social media platforms? Well, feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram for just a small price. So email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business.